What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to Joe Budden's, and I'm talking about Meek Mill's doesn't want to get paid a dollar every 1,000 streams. Before we get into that, though, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Me and my team will never be link up. They're gonna be drink up. We sit and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the boss and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that tend to the bar, please pass me a big cup up. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting, listen, no they're waiting for that tropical twist that'll kick in your taste buds. Now taste up. Now I insist it's the drizzle.
That's right. That was Mike Dizzle at the end of the video holding up the glass, giving the cheers. So check them out. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. And if you scroll below that, there's actual store locations in California, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Little Rock, here we come. Also, they got the Dizzle Brand merch as well. So don't forget to check them out. Go to DizzleBrand.com, click the store. And the Etsy shop, Etsy, ETSY.com/shop/DizzleBrand. All right, so let's get into it, see what the guys have to say about Meek Mill's doesn't want to get paid a dollar every 1,000 streams.
Artists, I don't, y'all are in major label recording contracts. I know that they lie to you niggas and say y'all got to heat it up. Let's get the momentum, like that. But if you are in a major label deal, I just don't see why you would ever drop a mixtape. Perfectly segues us to whatever Meek was talking about.
Yeah. He wants to drop his next project on Cash App or JPay.
Or JPay.
Last time I used JPay, it was a mess, so I don't recommend going that route.
I'm not mad at the Cash App.
I ain't mad at that neither.
Let me plug into that. See, that's the thing about independence. When you get to a certain fan base, you could do things like that where people Cash App you for the album and you email them a download link. You know, now it definitely probably doesn't help with bootlegging album and things of that nature. But yeah, it's smart. And I don't know what artists have done that before, but it's definitely genius, independent. Cut the label out, take all the money directly to Cash App. That's the thing. Cash App doesn't take out no fees or nothing unless you want to transfer. So let's keep it moving.
Them and then they get the notification or whatever. They sent you the download link.
Pull up his shit. Pull up the tweets.
So with that being said, he's independent now or
yes.
No? He got one more left.
He seems to be independent now.
That sounds kind of fly.
Very fly.
Like, say you're selling your shit for $10. Let's just say, right, for round numbers, you sell your shit for $10, you move 300,000 units, you made $3 million.
Math is off there.
Wow. Splits.
The 300,000.
Yeah.
That's major label numbers. When you go independent, it's more.
So what Meek said.
I was just shooting numbers.
20, 30, 40, 50, the numbers, yeah. 50, 60,
but even that,
whatever you do,
you make it all.
But
of
you
it,
make though. More of the money.
Yeah. And Meek's tweet says, "I want to drop an album on JPay or Cash App.
Love it.
Like I used to sell my shit in the street. I'm not trying to get paid a dollar every 1,000 streams. Who made that up? The fuck?
Yeah, before that, he said, "I don't want Flamers 5 on no streaming services. This strictly underground music. Billboard can't rate it. Just rate the music. I bet you $1 million I can make the United States/world play it with one upload button. Been doing it since MySpace."
And that should be the thinking if you're into that.
You know, I want to shout out.
Some people are trying to play the major label game, but if you're into this, love it.
I want to shout Shooter out because he's been doing that.
Pap did too last year with the 12 albums he put out. He was doing them.
Yeah, but some of them was on DSPs.
Yeah, but
Shooter hasn't put none of his shit
before the DSPs. You could buy them. Brownsville Kai has also been doing that for a while on the underground level.
The people that Parks and Ice name, I don't know who they are.
For y'all don't know, DSPs are digital streaming platforms. And I actually dealt with artists that never put their music on digital streaming platforms because they use a lot of samples and whatnot. But they weren't able to make any money off of their music unless they toured. And they weren't able to really make a hit out of it because you can't blow a song up on radio solely no more, especially when you're an old school artist. And if you're not putting these streaming platforms into the mix, you can't get enough momentum. You know, you can't get enough people to go listen and stream. Let's keep it moving.
And you know what I mean? Has a certain level of fame and popularity
for sure,
where it may work for him.
Yeah, he can play the game.
He already has a fan base that was built on a major. Now I'm independent. I'm going to put my shit out and see what it does. I'll get back all the bread.
You're absolutely right. In theory, again,
yeah,
it's someone's job somewhere to make sure that Meek is wrong.
And on top of that,
depression.
Check it out. Yeah, but look,
really,
he says he uploaded a link or uploaded a tweet. We fuck with the algorithms. Who wants to see it?
And that goes back to the point.
That's the part they don't know.
That goes back to the point earlier of mailing lists and websites and shit, independent of
all of that.
All of that shit.
True.
You now, I got the email addresses. I'm hitting them directly.
That makes sense.
Yo, it's out.
All right, so let me react to what he just said. This is the thing. When you're an artist that's on a major label and you go independent, typically you don't have the email address. You don't have the mailing list of your fans. And some of these channels that are ran by the labels, you don't necessarily have access to upload to, you know, especially if the labels created them, you know, because some of these channels, they got nothing but the mainstream music on there and whatnot. So I don't know how that works. I don't know if he'll have to, I don't know if he's independently uploading to his YouTube and things of that nature. And when you get off a label, you probably get easy access to that. But a lot of these people sometimes don't create their channels. They don't have access to login. When you leave a major label, you got to kind of rebuild the fan base. Like this digital mailing list that Parks is talking about, Meek Mills is more likely not going to have until after he does the Cash App. And even with Cash App, you only have the email address because they'll have to add the email address. But you can't just create a mailing list. Just because somebody Cash Apps you and sends you the email address to send a download link, they still have to sign. They still have to opt into the mailing list. It's still not going to be a fully legit list because lists are supposed to be opt in and sometimes double opt in. So if he follows the lines of that, but when you go from major to independent, you don't necessarily have direct access to your fan base the way you think, because you don't have access to the mailing list. I guarantee that any mailing list that they had for mailing out Meek Mill's music was probably the mailing list that Maybach Music probably built up. And they're not just handing you the mailing list and say, here you go. They're not just giving you the logins and like, here you go, you know? So it's definitely, I mean, a cat like Meek Mills, though, he's getting enough numbers. He's getting, if I'm not mistaken, was he in the top 100, 200 most streamed artists? He might have been. He's getting crazy numbers. That his numbers, yes, they're going to go down from major to independent, but not, I don't know if they're going to go down as much as we think. I think Meek Mill's fan base is pretty much etched in stone, you know, I'm thinking it puts about maybe 100,000 units independent at $10 a pop. That's still, that's $1 million, you know? And if you drop one of those every 6 months, you're good to go, you know? Let's keep it moving, though. See what else they got to say.
Years now, trying to explain to fans why no other record I ever made came close to Pump It Up. Not just the talent thing. Back then, that was a struggle to explain to fans. Mm. They don't. Today, they kind of...
more cognizant
of it. Yeah, they kind of understand what you're saying now when you say these things. So he's talking to people that get what he's saying, and there are enough outlets to where he can spread his message, and Meek's name and career equity, he'll be fine in that. Some of the little lesser-known people, though, I don't even care. Yo, you got to do it. You got to do it. Niggas clown me in 08, whenever I put out a digital album, whatever I was trying to do, they clown me. Yeah. You sold fucking 12,000 copies. Everybody laughed. You got to go through the bumps. You got to go through the bumps and bruises to get where you're trying to go. Everybody ain't coming out doing 100,000. All that shit is over with. All we need to know, and none of that shit matters. Meek is right. The art is all that matters. Now, back to Ray Daniels. All y'all got to do is figure out how everybody going to get paid from their art.
New Joe Biden.
A lot of good info there. I agree. Meek will be fine. Not everybody's always going to be fine. Meek's had a steady, at least 10 years steady, consistent numbers. Yeah, he'll be fine. He definitely have to build his mailing list up and tap into his fan base. Now, as far as the music part goes, Meek's, you know, he ain't the worst rapper ever, but it's not like he's making this timeless great music. So I don't know that his music alone is just going to just carry it for him unless he's putting out some banger albums. You know, you better be putting out some real, real good albums that people are talking about independently, you know. And because Meek is pretty repetitive to me. His flow never changes up. It's always the same. Just a high tempo, fast tempo, kind of high energy flow, you know. But he'll be good to go. Definitely be good to go. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.